Bowman's fine art gallery and photography, the dental surgeon, and so many tonic pills and clothiers and treatments for epilepsy or fits, cook stoves and the next meeting of the Agricultural and Mechanical Association. Alas, I won't be able to attend the next fine session. What I did not enjoy, sir, was that article on page 4, your last page. If you don't recall the article, it is the one butted up against the ad for the Fulton and Schneider General Store, announcing the staple and fancy dry goods. Silks, hosiery, notions, dress, trimmings, ribbons, kid gloves, ties, parasols, fans, hair braids, corsets, French and American, bleach domestics, gents' furnishings, carpets, wallpaper, straw, fur, and woolen hats. The headline of the article was, Fourth Jackal in Purgatory City, Fine Traders Butchered by West Texas Renegades, A Cry for Law and Order. Texas Rangers at Wit's End. Barbers, butchers call honest traders renegades, but the true renegades are revealed, and they are the jackals. Once three, now four. Justice demanded. My, oh my. That sure looks like a lot of headline for a story that is but six paragraphs long. Let me point out some glaring factual errors in this article you deemed worthy of publication. In the first paragraph, you identify Purgatory City's resident jackals being led by Captain Mike McCulloch, a former Texas Ranger. Well, Matthew McCulloch is indeed a former Texas Ranger, driven out of that valiant organization by politics, not justice. But he never served as a captain. You call him a notorious horse thief. He catches wild mustangs, sir. Usually he's only stealing them from the herd of wild mustangs. Horse thieves, as you have rightfully pointed out, are among the lowest dregs of humanity, and they are often summarily executed. Very true. Out here, where a person's life might very well depend on his horse, we West Texans tend to regard horses as our best friends when the chips are down. So when a man steals a horse, he puts the horse's owner's life at risk. And I have seen at least one man who was hanging from a telegraph pole for stealing a horse. However, Matthew McCulloch, as far as I know, and I know him pretty well, has never once hanged a horse thief. Granted, he has beaten one or two to a pulp, and he said he shot Grover Blue in the thigh when that rapscallion tried to steal a fine stallion with some thoroughbred running in its blood. But McCulloch knows the laws of Texas, and stealing a horse has never, ever been a capital offense. Likewise, in your narrative, you missed your aim in your description of Sean Keegan, whom you identify as the disgraced soldier-turned-jackal. At least you got his name right. However, you call him a former army captain. Why, sir, such a libel as that would send Sean Keegan riding hell-bent for leather from here to Emigrant City to challenge you to a fight. Sean Keegan would never have accepted an officer's commission. During his valiant service in the post-war army, he was a sergeant. Many times a sergeant, when he wasn't being stripped of a stripe and bumped down to corporal or rank trooper for defending his Irish honor, or more than likely, having one or 20 too many rounds of his beloved Irish whiskey. And lastly, there is your description of Jeb Breen. Sir, the man's name is Jed, with a D, not Jeb, with a B. You call Jed a bounty killer. The proper term, sir, is bounty hunter. Yes, Jed Breen has killed, but only when his life or someone else's life was at risk. While he has the reputation of bringing more men in dead than alive, if you took time to check with Texas Rangers, U.S. Marshals, judges, jailers, attorneys at law, and county sheriffs, you will learn that most of the men